Hi, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Gospel, as a Service, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good today, Neil. We're going to do part three of a series called Our Tyrannical Government Takeover, and then giving credit to Dr. Naomi Wolf in an interview. She says, one strategy of totalitarianism that must be fought through legislation is the requirement for vaccine passports. Once these are launched, people like you and I will be switched off of society. Oops, my vaccine passport is positive. I guess I can't go food shopping for my family. Or I said something critical of biofascism, so now my child can't get to school. Just as in Israel, people who are critics are being surveilled and marginalized from society. It has turned into a two-tier society. If you choose not to be vaccinated, then you're really in a marginalized minority in an apartheid state. The more we know about these vaccines, the scarier it is to have coercion that is societal. It's also illegal. In America, we have the Americans with Disabilities Act. That means that it's illegal to even ask you about your medical status. You can't ask, are you pregnant? You can't ask, are you disabled? You can't ask if you have diabetes or HIV. You can't ask anything. By definition, these intrusive measures are unlawful. We have to use the law to save the law. In Michigan, there's an edict from the governor that 2 to 4 year old children have to be masked. This is child abuse. Science does not support it. Unlawful, tyrannical laws are being passed across the country under the guise of emergency measures. And people are going along with it, and Congress is. And we have to fight before we are living in a fascist regime where every move is tracked and we're marginalized from society. Our courts are the last hope, and they're now under attack. One area in the book, The End of America, excels in helping you understand that it is the United States, which was founded by people who had repressive societies. Their goal was to prevent such a repressive society from emerging again. The founders had to personally reckon with criminalized speech, arbitrary arrest, state-sanctioned torture, and even murder. So, at great personal sacrifice, they signed the Constitution. If they had lost the Revolutionary War, they would have all been executed. So the stakes could not be higher. As a result, our founding fathers constructed a carefully balanced system to make sure no tyrant could ever come to power. Now we're facing a scenario that could obliterate that delicate balance, namely the administration's call to pack the court, in this case, to add 4 additional justices to the Supreme Court. We're now facing a shift in our legal structure that will allow for legalization of tyrannical reign and legally override the carefully constructed governmental balance between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government that has previously served to prevent tyranny in the United States. This 3-tier branch, constructed to safeguard our freedoms, is under direct attack, and this is not a partisan issue. Everyone needs to wake up to this fact. It's an issue of freedom versus tyranny. Wolf says, I'm not saying that tyrants are only on the left. In Britain, the Tories cracked down on liberty, holding the country under house arrest. In Australia, it's conservatives. In Canada, it's Trudeau. This isn't partisan. But in America, we do have to face the fact that this administration is drunk on power and has some bad actors aligned with it, including Silicon Valley. They are crushing conservative voices, kicking them off public platforms, in addition to voices critical of the COVID narrative. They're also moving at warp speed to use their own phrasing about something else to lock into power in a way that it is against everything our founders set in place. The most beautiful, delicate system of checks and balances any human being had ever created, an ideal of people all over the world who want freedom and balanced accountability in government. Yes, packing the Supreme Court is a horrific tampering with some of the last checks and balances that we have. That's our last hope. The courts are our last hope. It is catastrophic, and I see other scary movement against accountable democracy that are being put forward by the administration. Among them, the president is not saying to the blue states, you have to give up your emergency powers. You have to open up. You can't control people in their homes. You can't force people to have vaccinations, and you can't keep people from assembling and worshiping. These are all violation of their constitutional liberties. They're not saying that. It's a complete failure of leadership, if not worse. My people have to rise up and face it. Conservatives have to face cleaning up their own houses. What's at stake is everything. And we all have to unite across party lines and save our Constitution and make people accountable, whatever their party affiliation is. The good news is the would-be tyrants have not won yet. And the answer is peaceful mass civil disobedience. There's hope in mass peaceful civil disobedience when things are really dire, Wolf says. She says her favorite story is about the singing revolution in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, in which they were under the grip of the Soviet Union, a massive tyrannical monolith. They all decided to just peacefully gather on a highway that extended the length of their three countries and sang. They kept peacefully disrupting business as usual in their cities, making it impossible for work to continue and the traffic to go on. They sat down, they linked their arms, and they sang. Over time, they just wore the Soviet Union down. That's a beautiful model. Same thing with Martin Luther King. He was a peaceful revolution of civil disobedience. This strategy is time-consuming, however, so be prepared to stand your ground for as long as it takes. It may take months, years even, when you have nothing else in your arsenal. Peaceful disobedience is the primary strategy in armed countries as well. As mentioned, we must also rally behind legislation that prevents the alteration of laws that safeguard our freedoms. To that end, Wolf has started the Five Freedoms campaign, which you can find on her Daily Clout website. The campaign focuses on creating legislation to preserve freedom and prevent emergency laws from infringing on our freedom to assemble, worship, protest, and engage in business. Legislation is being crafted to open schools, remove mask mandates, and eliminate requirements for vaccine passports. Another fact that needs to be addressed is the governor's emergency powers. Some states have been locked down under emergency powers for more than a year, which is insane, considering we're not in an emergency and it hasn't been for many months. These emergency powers need to be limited in some way, as they are at the heart of this unlawful behavior. Emergency law basically suspends the Constitution of the United States. As I've said elsewhere, where Wolf says, the Constitution does not say all this can be suspended if there's a disease. We've been through typhus, cholera, smallpox, HIV, Spanish flu, polio, tuberculosis, disease after disease, without ever having emergency law extended without review month after month. We have fought wars without emergency law. we were attacked on our soil without emergency law being declared in New York State after 9/11. There's no justification for it. It's against everything we believe in. It's unconstitutional. We need to get model legislation out to every legislature and mobilize that grassroots movement to pass the end of emergency law. There's a huge amount of lobbying that has to happen for these legislators to understand that our eyes are on them and they are accountable. And by reporting, and hopefully millions of people will be following and helping to pass these laws to get back our rights. To be clear, Daily Cloud is not a lobbying group. You can find Daily Cloud at dailycloud.io. You are the ones lobbying your legislators. Daily Cloud simply provides the needed assistance so that you can do that easily and effectively. We're not a special interest. It's just the people. It's the people of all the states passing their own legislation. Wolf says, I consistently hear that Democrats won't help, that in many states where there are Democratic majorities, it's going to be difficult if Democrats don't reach across the aisle and add their names. I'm sending out a call to Democrats to support this legislation. I'm going to warn everyone, speaking as a former political consultant, that the party that embraces the restoration of freedom is going to be the party that wins in 22 and 24. There's no question about that. This is going to be a winning issue. People know something is terribly wrong, but they don't know what to do. This is a completely unprecedented assault on liberty. With my many years in national politics, I know what to do. This is why we develop Daily Cloud. If you show up with a turnkey piece of legislation and some turnkey supporters, that's a very quick fix for a really catastrophic crisis that has a legislative solution. As long as there's still legislature, we can pass good legislation at the state level. At the federal level, it's going to be harder because there isn't any balance right now. We have started Daily Cloud because citizens did not have a platform to be effective at lobbying for their own issues. It's a turnkey platform that does for them and takes care of the problem. She says, I designed it that way. I designed it as a formal political consultant, knowing that the way things are set up, ordinary citizens don't have a seat at the table. There is no easy way to engage in civic action. This makes it easy, makes it digital, and people are using it. So, how do you use Daily Cloud? First, go to dailycloud.io and sign up. You can sign up as free or as a member. You will then receive an email explaining how to use the Five Freedoms campaign. Presently, there's a model, no vaccination passports bill, that you can send to your state legislator. There's also a feature called BillCam, which you can see who your state legislator is by entering your zip code. Daily Cloud will also email you links and explain how to find your state legislator. It can provide you with name and zip code, which will remain confidential. Your state legislator's contact information will be included in the email. Once you're a subscriber or member, you'll get regular updates about happenings around the United States. They also are installing a widget that will allow you to meet with like-minded people in your state who want this legislation passed. So please use this unprecedented opportunity to get involved in any capacity that you can. Your freedom and that of future generations hinge on our getting involved and fighting for it. Last but not least, to understand where we are and how we got there, I strongly recommend reading End of America. And I have a video. You can go to the publisher's website, chelseagreen.com, spell that C-H-E-L-S-E-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N.com, and read free a couple chapters of the book. And this was from Dr. Wolf in an interview. So my call to action today for you is to also go to my podcast, which we keep you informed of the truth just below the surface on everything that you might be interested in. And that is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, Libsyn. No periods and no capitalizations. And thank you for listening today.
All right, guys, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Drops Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. Wow, is all I have to say. Take care, guys.